expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good Friday afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Transition. The whole world is in transition. Christ said that in the years prior to his return, the whole world, all people, nations, will be in transition. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, pestilence, famines. There would be a conundrum. The whole world would be in a state of perplexity, not knowing what is happening, no way to make decisions for the future. With perplexity, nothing is, you cannot see clearly. Corporations at one time would look 40, 50, 100 years into the future. IBM would look into the future. They could see technology changing. Families, dynasties could see the importance of oil back in the 1860s, 70s, 80s. Rail. How would rail transform America? How would it transform the world? Air travel. What kind of transformation would this bring? But they could look into the future. They could see and make plans. There was a, I don't know if you would say a proverb in the Bible. I've been looking for it. I don't think I've found it. What would a man pay to know the future? What would a man give? How much of his wealth? Everything? To know the future. Christ said this would be the case in the time in which we lived. And Christ, the testimony of Jesus, is the testimony of prophecy. Christ called his Old Testament prophets, and he appointed them to tell the world what would happen in the future. And it's documented in the Bible. Christ himself said there would be these wars, rumors of wars. We're no longer in the time of rumors of wars. We're in the time of wars. The whole world is in transition. Without knowing the future, the decisions you make are probably going to be, the percentages, you know, may be or not be in your favor. If you decide to move into an area that is presently lush and you don't know the future and something happens and it becomes a desert, well, things change. But to know the future is in the scripture. Christ said what would happen. time of transition, time of hardship, transition globally from an era, you might say, of peace to an era of catastrophe, upheaval. 9/11 began America's plan for world domination. We'd already, to a great degree, owned the continents, the oceans. But 9/11 changed everything. This is when there was the papers, the Project for a New American Century, that were written. America has an opportunity to rule the world. Does the American military, the Pentagon, the political leaders, do they make that decision? They made that decision. Yes. Let's take over the world. Let's rule and dominate all the continents, the oceans, outer space, technology, infospace, biospace, education. Let's rule everything. And we, to a great degree, have. This is part of the transition. And the transition, with the transition, there's going to be hardship that will come upon the world. Christ made it very clear that we would transition out of basically a wonderful world that we live in into a world that you might say would become hellish, into a world of evil, into a world where good is bad, light is dark, sweet is sour. Everything will be twisted. Left will be right, up will be, left will be right, right will be left, up will be actually down, down will be up. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out size trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. And if there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace, it's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You're in for a ride.
Well, sorry about that. Our systems, you know, when they want to play these commercials on YouTube, they just do what they want. Well, I'll just cut them off. That's what I do. So, I'm going to talk about a friend, an individual that is perplexing. People don't know how to handle this individual, Elon Musk. Is Elon Musk an insider, an outsider? What's his position? Is he in the occult? Is he just a guy that is very gifted? We're going to talk about him. To talk about him, I'm going to have to lay a foundation. And then you'll follow me. This is out of Matthew chapter 25. This is the judgment of the nations. At the end of the time, at the end of the world, at the end of Satan's rule, before Christ comes. Now, when Christ comes in his majesty, all of his angels are with him, he will sit on his majestic throne. I'm reading this to you because if you will see what this scripture says, it implies certain individuals, evil, neutral Christians. And Elon Musk, where does he fit? All of the nations will be gathered in front of him. He will separate them from each other, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right hand, but the goats he will put on the left hand. When the king will say to those on the right, "Come, you who will receive good things from my Father, inherit the kingdom that was prepared for you before the world began. I was hungry, you gave me food to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, you welcomed me. I was naked, you gave me clothes to wear. I was sick, you took care of me. I was in prison, you visited me." Then those who are righteous will reply to him. Now this doesn't mean righteous in the sense of they have met Christ. It's just that in their lifetime they have a conscience. They obey their conscience. In other words, they are like Schindler in Schindler's List. He was considered to be a righteous Gentile. He wasn't a Jew. He was working. He was a man who was a businessman making money, but he used his wealth to help people who were Jewish to escape the Holocaust. The Jewish people call him a righteous Gentile. This is what Christ is saying. You were a stranger. You were righteous, then the righteous will reply to him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and you gave you to drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and give you clothes to wear? When did we see you sick or in prison or visit you?" The king will reply to them, "I assure you that when you have done it for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you have done it for me." Verse 41, then he will say to those on the left, "Get away from me, you who will receive terrible things. Go into the unending fire that has been prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, you didn't give me food to eat. I was thirsty, you didn't give me anything to drink. I was a stranger, you didn't welcome me. I was naked, you didn't give me clothes to wear. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me." Then they will reply, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger, naked, sick, or in prison, and didn't do anything to help you?" Then he will answer, "I assure you that when you haven't done it for one of the least of these, you haven't done it for me." And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous ones will go into eternal life. Let's talk about Elon Musk. I talked about him, half a year ago. You see, when Christ returns, not every individual in the world will actually know who Christ is. When Christ returns, there will be people that don't know, "Lord, who is the Lord? Who are you?" there will be people that don't even know that there is a devil. At least they won't profess to know it. But Christ is saying that there will be individuals in the world who will help people in a hard time that is coming. They will be considered righteous people. These people will be, they will have access to food, water, clothing, travel. They'll be able to conduct business as usual in a world that is burning down. They won't be in America. They'll be outside of this country. Now, we're going to talk about Elon Musk, okay? Elon is a very brilliant man. He's a very odd, strange man. And for some reason, Elon has been able to conduct business in a world that is what I call a world of whales, like the ocean, the whales in the ocean. There are spiritual principles, cosmic laws in the Bible. Example, Joseph, a young Jewish Hebrew, he ends up in Egypt. He eventually ends up in the household of Pharaoh. He conducts business for Pharaoh and runs his production, his harvests, for 7 years. You don't get into Pharaoh's kingdom. You don't get to sit at the right hand of Pharaoh. It's a closed system. Only people that are born into the Pharaohs of the Egyptians, they're the only ones that take position. You have to be Egyptian to be positioned in Egypt. It's a closed system. You don't get into that system unless God ordains and allows you into that system. Joseph ends up the right hand of Pharaoh. He conducts the business of the harvests for Pharaoh. Closed system, but someone who is not to be allowed in was allowed in. Let's go to Moses. Moses, a Hebrew child, he ends up in Pharaoh's daughter's palace. She raises him. He's going to be Pharaoh of Egypt. You don't ever get to be a Pharaoh of Egypt unless you are a child of the Pharaoh. He wasn't Pharaoh's child. His daughter's, he was raised by Pharaoh's daughter. But Moses is going to be the Pharaoh till God calls him. It's a closed system. You don't get into that system. I emphasize this over and over. It's a cosmic law. In that world of these kingdoms, you don't get into those positions of power unless God ordains it, allows it. And Satan can do nothing to stop it. We go to the next example. Daniel. Daniel, the prophet. He's a captive, a Hebrew boy from Israel. He ends up before Nebuchadnezzar and eventually runs the kingdom, the finances for Nebuchadnezzar. He can never be in that system because that system is run by Babylonians, but he's in a closed system, a system that he should never have been allowed into. But God uses the prophetic insights to speak and interpret dreams for Pharaoh, for Nebuchadnezzar, and Daniel is allowed in a closed system. Christ, next example, he's raised in Israel, and he's not allowed into a closed system, the system of the Sanhedrin, the religious world. He hasn't been trained for that, but he, because he's ordained to be in it, he is in it, and not only is he in it, but his teachings are more accurate, and he introduced more to the Jewish people of that time than the religious Pharisees could ever come into our modern day. I'll give you another example. Seven presidents, starting with Jimmy Carter, all the way to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not an insider. He is not a globalist. He is a businessman. He was allowed into that system of big business in a closed system. The very powerful dynasties of this country, they control everything. They couldn't control Donald Trump. He was in that system. He funded the Democrat Party. He funded the Republican Party. He paid dues to the unions. He hired illegals. He was just in that world. He did what you do. But he's not a globalist. This is where people are mistaken. They don't understand Donald Trump. Like him, hate him, it's irrelevant. The Bible says there would be seven presidents, starting with Jimmy Carter and then up to Donald Trump. Of the seven presidents from the time of Jimmy Carter to Donald Trump, Trump would be the only president that was not allowed into the world of the whales. And what I mean by that, the political world. Some people think that Ronald Reagan, they tried to oust Reagan. Well, they did. They didn't want Reagan in, but he was part of the system already. Trump has never been part of that political system. He never swam the political waters until he ran for election. And he won. No one gets into that political system without the hand of God. That's just the truth. You don't have to believe me. I'm presenting something to you. You may see it. You may not undersee it. You may not understand it. It's a cosmic law. With cosmic laws, they don't have to make sense, in a sense. But they do make sense if you can see them from a proper perspective. Donald Trump was not allowed to go into that world of the whales, into that world of political control. But he made it into that world. He became president of the United States because God, just like with Joseph, Moses, Daniel, Christ himself, where there was a plan of God for Donald Trump. And he became the president of this country. He is hated. Who hates him? The political world, they're very protective of that world. Oh, they'll let you in if you're a nobody, and if you're not going to change anything, they'll let you in to make it appear as if the game is being played fairly. It's not. Never has been, never will be. Trump is not a globalist. People look at Trump from many different perspectives, but they don't look from that perspective. Go to that east wall, to that eastern door. He is not a globalist. Now, Elon Musk, we're going to go to Elon Musk here when we get back from the break. Is Elon Musk in a world that no one is allowed to get into, not only political, but even as far as business? We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. So, this is The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com podcast.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592. 1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Okay, we're back. So, Elon Musk, let's talk about this individual. Is he in a world where he's allowed to be in that world because he might be, in an odd way, one of these individuals that Christ would call righteous that don't know Christ? Elon Musk doesn't profess Christ. He's really indifferent to Christ, indifferent to spiritual things, so to speak. So could it be that Elon Musk is in a world of whales? And even the whales are trying to figure, who are the whales? The dynasties. This administration. Obama's part of this administration. Let's don't lie to ourselves. He's like Mr. Wang from China said, he's the black hand behind the scenes, a hidden hand. He's a mysterious ruler out of China. I think he's the foreign minister of China. He says there's a black hand that is behind the scenes that nobody sees, ruling, running puppet Joe Biden. That's what he says. The people of the world, they're telling the people of America what's going on. They don't play these games. They're being frank. So Elon Musk, I lost my thought there for a second. Okay, I got it back. So, Elon Musk, is he an individual that Christ is talking about who will help mankind, who will help people, and not even know he's doing it? Is he doing things because he's a businessman that maybe the dynasties these type of individuals in this administration, not in the Trump administration, maybe so, but in the previous Obama administration, something that Hillary and her husband and the Rockefeller family, he's doing things that he was never allowed to be in their world, but he is. And he works with the American government. And he's working with the American military, the space program. There's a Professor Walter Isaacson at Tulane University. Wrote a book, Elon Musk. He writes from the author of Steve Jobs and other best-selling biographies, This is the astonishing, intimate story of the most fascinating and controversial innovator in our era, a rule-breaking visionary who helped to lead the world into an era of electric vehicles, private space exploration, artificial intelligence. And then Isaacson states, quote, Elon Musk. Why is Elon Musk in the Ukraine war? He didn't build SpaceX. He didn't build Earthlink so that the American government would use it against the Ukrainians. He's upset because the United States is using his system to operate drones over Crimea, which he doesn't want. He knows this is definitely going to lead to war. If the United States and Ukraine decide to move into Crimea, that will be the straw that breaks a camel's back. I don't believe they're going to do it. But Elon Musk, he's allowed into that world of whales, DARPA, all of the intelligence agencies of the United States of America. He seems to be Teflon. It appears he buys Twitter. And people are wondering, well, you know, he has his own agenda politically. And there will be some people he will allow back on Twitter. Others he won't. I don't know if he's going to allow neo-Nazis or the CIA Nazi element hidden deep within the intelligence agencies. And let's face it, I'm kind of hard on the CIA. There, I know people in the CIA and at a distance. They appear to be good people. It's just that they're deceived. Let's face it, they are deceived. They have sworn allegiance to a brotherhood. It's a family. You don't ever get out. What about the FBI? It's the same. The FBI. All of the intelligence agencies, Navy intelligence, Army intelligence right here in Denver, Colorado. They're at the Buckley Air National Guard base, protecting those big ray domes that gather every bit of information going out in this area in America. Landline, microwave, doesn't matter. Elon Musk, all these people working with him, Bill Gates of hell. Yeah, Bill Gates uses Elon Musk's technology, and Musk uses Gates' technology. Gates working with Google. I'm sorry, not Gates. Musk working with Google. There was a head of Google at one time and bailed because he knew he was going to be prosecuted. He knew he was going to be a target. He was afraid of Donald Trump, the coward. He stepped down. He decided to get a dual citizenship, the coward. And what did he do? went to Cyprus and paid, I forget how much, to get a European citizenship, passport. This is what they do. The cowards, that's what they do. Why did he get out of America? Not safe for him. Where's Gates? Where does he hide at all times? Not safe for him. That's what they do. But Elon Musk, he is not one of them. He may have strange ideas. He may, I don't know where what his position is to a degree. I've heard that he might be a eugenist. Maybe he wants to be part of the culling process of the people in the world. Well, remember Schindler, he had a change of heart. He made a turn. So, is Musk one of these people that Christ talks about that is not part of the world of the goats? You have the sheep, the true believers in Jesus Christ. Then you have the goats, those who serve Satan, whether they want to admit it or not. Then you have this other group of people who are in between. They are just, according to the words of Christ, he considers them to be righteous. It's kind of fascinating, isn't it?
Full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Furnage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing,
sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
I'm just a happy guy. I like strange music. We used to listen to this back in the early 70s. And back then, things were great. Not now. So with Musk, I think this individual, he ended up into the world of the whales. And not, listen, the whales don't have to be just in the United States of America. They are international. Internationally, there is a world that you and I and others cannot get into. It is a cosmic law. You can't get into the world of the pharaohs, into the world of King of Babylon. You can't. You can't get into the world of the Caesars. It was a closed system. Internationally, you don't get into that world. The Chinese, they will not let you into a closed system. Russia, you won't get into a closed system. The nations in Europe, the royals, how are you going to get into the system of the royals unless you're Meghan Markle with probably high occult ability? How are you going to get into that world? So what about Elon Musk? It's because in that world, whether they like it or not, they have to allow certain people to dine with them, party with them, visit with them, travel with them. Example again, Donald Trump. He was trained, educated to be in that world. He didn't go into that world as just someone off the street. No. He had successes, victories. He had pedigree, yes. He was around him are very family members that are very prominent, children that are very well raised. Not like some of these families that, you know, take showers with their children and have cocaine parties with their son. It's all documented. So here's what Elon Musk says to the American people. This was yesterday. The public still doesn't understand the magnitude of the problem in Ukraine. The mayor correctly points out that the people from the entire world are using our southern borders to enter illegally. This is about our immigration. But also he was talking about Ukraine, stating that I didn't intend that my inventions would be used by the military to provoke Russia to war and to build drones to bomb Ukraine. So here he's talking about the mayor of New York points out that the people from the entire world are using our southern border to enter illegally. The number entering each year is about 2 million and rising. He thinks the problem is as bad now, and fast forward 5 years, what's going to happen? Here's what the mayor had to say. The migrant crisis will destroy New York City. No. Has. You can't reverse it. You won't be able to reverse this problem. Is it maybe a punishment on the Rockefeller-owned New York City? Their own policies destroyed one of their gem cities in the world? Going on with the article, quoting Mayor Eric Adams, I'm going to tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I haven't seen an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. Democrats from a circular firing squad is an article out of the Wall Street Journal. It states this: the idea of circular firing squads in politics is usually associated with House Republicans, but we may never have seen anything like the circle of mutual Democrat destruction taking place in New York among Mayor Eric Adams, Governor Kathy Hochul, and the party's nominal leader, President Joe Biden. The issue is illegal migrants, and so far, and the so far unanswerable question as to where to put the more than 107,000 who have poured into the city in the last 2 years with migrants. New York is no longer a sanctuary city. It is a democratic battleground. Even by the standards of those through free progressive compulsion, Joe Biden's southern border policy never made sense. What other than a crisis did they expect as millions waded across the Rio Grande? Now, this is a problem internationally. Sweden, the rape capital of the world, by those from Islam coming from all over the Middle East, all over South Africa, coming to Sweden. Finally, they're beginning to speak about it in Europe. They're identifying the problem. Here, we're identifying the problem too. Coming over the southern border, not just the poor, not just the huddled masses, but drug addicts, drug dealers, weapons, military personnel from all the nations of the world, and the Bible did say this would happen. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be right back.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Well, that's it for today. I was going to say that, yes, New York has a problem. In Syria, Bashar al-Assad has a individual, they just created a new program to help those who have come to Syria from all over that area to help relocate them back in their own countries. And it's a program. They've identified the people that are in their country that need to go back to their own countries, and they have a program to assist them to go back to where they came from. And we also need to have a program to assist those that have come here to go back. But you see, definitely in Syria, their logic is working. In this state, in this nation, no logic. Broken minds. My point to begin the program, there are cosmic laws. Cosmic laws state there are individuals who are able to, because God has ordained it, are able to become part of closed systems. Your lungs are a closed system. Nevertheless, oxygen is assimilated through your lungs, goes to your body. It's a closed system. People that want to get into these positions of power, you're not going to get there. You would like to. You would like to maybe travel with Charlie, big-eared Charlie. It's not going to happen. You're not allowed in that system. You're not welcome in that system. That's only one system of many. You're not welcome in Washington, D.C. You're not welcome in most of the state governments in this country. They'll allow certain people in because they have to. But still, they'll find ways to remove them if they don't like them. If the political party doesn't, if you're not going to help the agendas of the political party, whether you be Republican or Democrat. Closed systems. This is a cosmic law. But the Lord did say another cosmic law is that when the hardships come to the world, the wealthy and those in the closed systems are also going to be punished. There's also going to come perplexity to them. With the big corporations, they have no vision for the future. Their vision, they're afraid because they cannot see past 2030, 31. Their vision, they have no vision because the vision is changing. The vision that they have had is now becoming the vision of what Jesus Christ said would happen through his prophets in the Old Testament, his apostles in the New Testament, and what he stated. There's going to be a time of great upheaval in the world, and eventually one of the cosmic laws that these goats cannot stop is they're going to be gathered and they're going to be thrown into eternal fire, into eternal punishment. That's a cosmic law they are trying to sidestep. They can't do it. Have a blessed, blessed weekend. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be upon all of you. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. Podcast 1360khnc.com.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.